can you
No, not both of my grandparents were from Gladys. My paternal grandmother was born in Berrien County. Gladys is in Irwin County. I haven't made this clear, I'm sorry. But she was born in Berrien County, south of Nashville. Right. That's where their farm was. And she was a Rowan.
What?
Rowan.
Yeah.
Rowan.
Do you know anything about earlier ancestors, great grandparents, or anything like that?
Let's do maternal side. My paternal grandfather's parents were Joseph Schultz, S-H-U-L-T-Z, and Mary McMahon, M-C-M-A-H-O-N. And they lived up at Webb's Creek. He was a farmer and a Methodist minister, and he was the one who built the Methodist church at Webb's Creek.
Do you know if they were born there? Or?
I have no idea. My maternal grandmother's parents were T.J. Poole and Emma Smith.
That's
P-O-O-L-E. And I don't know where my great-grandfather Poole was born, but my great-grandmother Smith was from Mississippi.
Any idea where about Mississippi?
No idea. But her brother was also in Irwin County. He was called Doc Wheelis. He was an undertaker. And he used to travel around from house to house and embalm people into houses. Yeah. Well, see, there weren't any funeral homes then. And so that the undertaker went from where the dead person, well, if it was at the hospital, he'd go to the hospital and embalm them there. But if it was out at the house, he'd go to the house and embalm them there. And I don't know what he did about caskets. I guess they made them. But the dead person would be on display. But they'd be anyway, they'd be in their house. Since there were no funeral homes for people to go to, there weren't funeral homes until sometime in the 40s, and then all they had was like a viewing parlor. And only recently, at least in Osceola, have you had a funeral home with like a chapel and several parlors and nice soft piped in music and that. But that's what he did.
Well, can you
And you want to know about my paternal grandparents, great grandparents? Okay. My paternal grandmother's father was Jasper Rowan. And I don't know who her mother was. She died in a typhoid epidemic sometime in the 1890s, early 1900s. And then he remarried, and his last wife is still living.